The Biden administration's Hostage Affairs Office is handling two big cases now in Russia. The administration says it considers the Wall Street Journal reporter who was jailed on espionage charges to be, quote, wrongfully detained, and it is still trying to get Russia to negotiate an end to another espionage case against a former U.S. Marine. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Journalist Evan Gershkovich was arrested at the end of March and just this week deemed a wrongfully detained American. President Biden says that designation makes a difference.
We're making it real clear that it's been totally illegal what's happening, and we declared it so, changes the dynamic.
On board his flight to Ireland, the president called Gershkovich's family, and officials told reporters that the administration is focused on that case. Also on Paul Whelan, who was jailed at the end of 2018. Paul's brother David says both Americans are falsely accused of espionage.
Our family has been, in a sense, reliving those first weeks of Paul's detention as we've seen Mr. Gershkovich's case unfold.
David Whelan says his brother was able to call home Monday after nearly 2 weeks of silence.
He said to our parents that having another American obviously could complicate the ability for the U.S. government to make concessions. And of course, he has experienced already twice being left behind. So I think just generally he's concerned that it may be there may be a third time.
The Biden administration has swapped prisoners twice with Russia, most recently to win the release of basketball star Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has since made what he calls a substantial offer to the Russians to win Paul Whelan's release. His brother is calling for more pressure.
It's been almost 4 months, maybe longer, that substantial deal has been made to the Russians and that they haven't taken it. That it may be time for the U.S. government to escalate.
Despite repeated public calls, U.S. diplomats still haven't even had consular access to the newest U.S. detainee, the reporter from The Wall Street Journal. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.